And welcome to Tender Logic, Start Your Day, Launch Your Life. It's such a wonderful pleasure to be with you here today, and thank you so much for taking out the time to be with me today, and also to honor yourself by wanting to focus on the inner energy, the inner essence that's inside of you that wants to be utilized in actualizing and manifesting your life, your dreams, the most wonderful relationships, a sense of ease. So I welcome all of you. Please feel free to send in your questions. We will be looking at them. There is going to be a question and answer portion to this teleseminar because I really want to hear from you. I want to hear your voices or read your words and respond directly to your very particular question. So I will be looking for those at the end of this particular session. So in case some of you haven't met me before, my name is Navjeet, and I host a website called Tender Logic in which I write weekly. And the main focus of my website and my writings and my work is about how to use our consciousness, this amazing tool that we all have, and how to use it in such a way that it creates ease in our lives, not only financially, but in our relationships, in our relationship to ourselves, so that we can really feel like that this life is a wonderful experience and not a struggle. And so when I was thinking about, when I was creating this teleseminar, Start Your Day, Launch Your Life, I created an e-course with the idea of what do I do? This is how it started, actually. What do I do when I want to start a new project, or I'm about to go for an interview, or if something is requiring a deeper response from me? I realize that there's a certain process that I follow. And when I kind of wrote down the process, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I could just give this process, give it as an e-course to anyone and everyone who wanted to really participate in their lives, to have the burden of heaviness lifted through very simple exercises and techniques that I use? Wouldn't it be great just to be able to do that? And so that's how this teleseminar came into being, and I'm very excited to share that with you today. What I want to say, hopefully you've already downloaded the e-course. If you haven't, you can go to tenderlogic.com and you will see there on the homepage a link that you can click on, in which you put in your email, and you will get the course in your mailbox. So please, please, please do that. And the other thing I wanted to say is that with any of these exercises that are on there, it's the practice that is going to create the difference. It's not just an intellectual understanding of the process that I'm asking of you. I'm actually asking you to shift the actual energy inside your body, and the best way to do that is by practicing the exercises that I lead you through. You will get audio files for that. And so by practicing that, that's how we all, you and me, we all have many decisions and many things that we do every day. That's how we make the difference. That's how we unburden ourselves and not have to do the heavy lifting, is by using our consciousness. It's an incredible tool. And if you couple that with light, the use of light, we have an amazing technology in our hands, in our minds, that we can use to manifest the lives that we truly want to live. So, excuse me. So welcome again to everyone. I'm going to launch right in into the teleseminar. And so the first exercise that I want to talk to you about is the getting unstuck. Now, this exercise is really, 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 really the most fantastic exercise, because when we wake up, or when stuff is happening in our lives and we feel overwhelmed, we feel the repeat of a pattern, we feel anxiety, we feel stress, we feel a lack of self-confidence, we squeeze and we feel the weight on our shoulders. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough support. We just don't know where to start. So the getting unstuck energy exercise is the first step that you can do for yourself that doesn't require very much at all. all you're going to do, as you will have read in your e-course, is that you're going to roll your fists, your hands into fists, and you're going to pound on your chest like I'm doing right now. You can join in on the call if you're doing that. Just pound, 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 pound. Just allowing yourself to do that, and you can hear probably my chest like Tarzan. And do that for a few minutes. What we're doing there is creating a disruption of the anxiety, of the fear, of the voice that says, I can't. What we're doing is we're shifting the energy by getting the blood in your body to move. When we are stuck somewhere, the blood and the chi, the energy in your body is not moving. So one of the first and foremost things that we can do to getting unstuck is moving the energy, moving the blood, moving the chi, so that we can actually feel life inside of us. When we're thinking negatively about ourselves, our situation, or the relationships that we're in, we're not moving, we're stagnant. And so we've got to get out of that stagnation, that slowness, that heavy energy. And so by pounding your chest, which anybody can do, you can do that with your kids, you can do that with your parents, with friends, just that pounding energy is going to begin to move the blood. It's going to move the chi inside of you. And if you're just doing it right now yourself, you can feel that shift. You can feel that something's moving inside of you. Now, we want to take this momentum and begin to amplify it. So you might, you know, want to pat down your arms or your thighs. Just really look in your body and see where the stagnation is. You feel it the most. Is it in your thighs? Is it in your chest? Is it in your back? Where do you feel that I can't? This is too much. I don't know what to do. Those conversations, those scripts that are going round and round in yourself, where do you feel that? Where are they dragging you the most? Wherever you feel it, you can pat that area and begin to lift the vibration. The more we lift the physical body's vibration, the more we lift the emotional body's vibration, the more opportunity and ideas and, oh yeah, I know what to do kind of feelings can come forward, because the heaviness is going to keep you in the heaviness. It's going to keep you down there. Sometimes we get very cozy being in that space, and so we'll just stay down there. So I'm encouraging you, if you can be vigilant and really bat for your team, next time you start hearing yourself saying negative self-talk, I can't, it's too much, I'm not good enough, I don't know what to do, just go ahead and start pounding your chest and say, you know what, I'm going to do something about that. I'm not going to listen to this negative script. I hear it, but I'm not going to believe it. And instead, I'm going to do something that is going to move me forward in my life. I'm going to take positive action. And today, this positive action that I'm going to take is just pounding my chest. Doesn't matter if I don't believe that it's going to make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. I'm still going to pound my chest because I am committed to creating change. Because the way that I've been doing it, it isn't working. Being down and negative isn't making me move forward. So that's our first exercise. Usually when I do this exercise, it makes me want to stand up and dance around. And so if you feel that movement, please just go ahead and dance or jump up and down or go for a walk or go for a bike ride. Let your body move. Now, some people will say, well, I do yoga already. I go for walks. I do biking and usually I feel good. But it's when I sit down to work or when I'm about to talk to my partner that I feel that old stuck energy come up. Well, that's an opportunity again to just gently tap, pat on your chest and do that. And that's going to break loose some of that old stagnation. Just like if you were to hit a mud wall, the mud would begin to fall off the wall. So it's going to be that way of just releasing that old stagnant energy. And the more you're willing to do something about it, the more that you're willing to do something about that stagnant energy, the more your body and your emotional body is going to feel good because you're listening. Part of the purpose of the complaining is your consciousness, your being wants you to do something about it. It doesn't want you to just sit there and kind of stew in that energy. There's a part of you that's saying, please do something about this. This doesn't feel good. And so if you can do that, pat, 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 pat. I mean, if you're really daring, you could add the ha, 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 ha to that exercise as you pound your chest. Now, the ha exercise, as you if you add that to the pounding, is really great because it's really letting yourself be visible. Part of the reason we feel stuck, we feel down on ourselves, is because there's a part of us that has been pushed down. We're too afraid to be ourselves. We haven't had the support or the nourishment to say, go ahead, be yourself. And so by being visible and saying, ha, 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 and as you do the ha, you're really pumping your belly muscles back and forth, and again, that's going to create a shift in the energy of your body. So those are two really fantastic, very, very simple exercises that you can do first thing in the morning, the start of a project, whenever you feel you need a boost. You can do these exercises to create that expansion and lift the vibration. Imagine if you start something with a really positive energy and vibration versus kind of doubting yourself, being afraid. The positive energy is just going to feel that much better for you, and it's going to create something much more in alignment with what you want. So that's exercise number one that we can all do, and it's fantastic. Now, the second exercise that I wanted to talk about with you today has to do with getting clear, having clarity, because one of the areas that I do a lot of work in my work with my session work is people wanting to become clear about their purpose in life. What are they here to do? How can I really be the best me that I can be? Or sometimes they say, I know I want to do that, but I'm really not sure what job to do, or, you know, I want to be a life coach, but I don't know how to make good money doing that. There's confusion, and confusion in relationship, in our careers, in our conversations with our children, doesn't create the sense of feeling good in ourselves. So clarity, to have clarity, gives us a sense of direction, because then we know what we want. Clarity is the ability to recognize what is most necessary, what it is that we most desire, what is going to be the thing that creates the goal or the experience that we're seeking. So how do we get clear? I'm sure you filled out the clarity questionnaire as a way of helping you to become clear of some things in your life. And we asked questions about, you know, how did you feel when you were a kid? What were your dreams? What made you feel happy? All of these questions are about your feelings. So one way of getting into clarity is becoming clear about how you want to feel. So if you're thinking of clarity in terms of a relationship, or in terms of a new job, or wanting to have more money, what I would say is, how do you want to feel? Because if you can discern how you want to feel, that's going to create clarity for you. So how do you want to feel? Well, when I think about my life, if I'm thinking about a new project, I want to feel, like for instance with this call, I wanted to feel of service. I wanted to be able to give a sense of expansion, tools, and more than anything, I just wanted to be in this experience with people of like mind, seeking similar kinds of things. And the feeling that I was seeking is one of connection. So that was very important for me, to connect to people who read my blog, people who want to work with me. I wanted to connect. And so when I began to feel that energy of connection, I looked for it in my body. Where do I hold the essence of connection in my body? And by beginning to connect to that, I can really be in the experience that I want. So what is it that you want to feel when you start your job? What's important for you? Not what you can do or what you're not good at, or how is this going to happen, not those questions, but what is it that do you want to feel in this work experience? What is it that you want to feel in this new relationship? Well, let's talk about it in terms of relationship. I want to feel open. I want to feel connected. I want to feel expansive. I want to feel adventure. Okay, now what do those feelings make you feel like if you have that in your life? Well, they make me feel like myself. I can really be myself. It feels good. And if I can be myself, guess what happens? I open more and I can give more and I relate more. So by discerning what it is that you want to feel, it's going to help you to become more nourished and also be even more open to giving and receiving. So I think that's a very valuable place to be in our consciousness, is to be in that space where you feel you are being yourself, not squeezing, not hoping to get somewhere, but actually in the experience of, yeah, this is me, I feel good. And so with this feeling of clarity, if you look at the e-course, I've given you an exercise on how to tap into the essence of clarity. What does clarity feel like when you have it? Maybe there's a sense of things being in alignment. Maybe there's a sense of expansion again. You can do that exercise in the e-course and really tune into that and begin to feel that clarity for yourself, and then use that energy of clarity for making decisions, for taking the next step. I'm going to do one of those exercises with you right now. In the actual e-course, I have you do the clarity exercise. But today, I'm going to do a similar exercise, and it's called greatness. And what I want us to do is in the same way that I do the clarity exercise, but I feel that I want to give you this particular one because it closes a loop in some ways. And that is that when we touch into and tap into our greatness, everybody has greatness in them, whether we recognize it or not. It's impossible for anybody to be born on the planet who doesn't have good stuff in them. The greatness is the love, the joy, the feeling underneath even your fears and worries. There's something inside of you that remembers who you are, and that is your greatness. And so today, let's do that exercise as part of the clarity exercise so that it can help you to create a foundation from which to make some decisions and choices. Okay, great. All right, so if you're ready, just take a couple of deep, deep breaths into your body now. This is how we do the exercises in consciousness, the exercises that I've included in your e-course. So this is the way that we do it. So just take a deep, deep breath into your body now. And close your eyes. And breathe into your body and know that this time is for you. That it's the time to look within, to use your consciousness. And breathe into your body, just giving yourself a few moments to allow your awareness to adjust, to looking within. There are answers inside of you. There is knowing and wisdom. So just give yourself a moment. Be willing to look within and connect to that wisdom, that knowing. Good. And then on your next deep breath now, ask your body, your beautiful, wonderful body, where it holds the essence of greatness inside of you. It's that energy that wants to be expressed, that wants to be a part of the world. See where you're holding that. Maybe it's inside of your heart or your stomach, could be in your finger. Just allow your body to show you where it holds greatness, that wants to be a part of the world, that maybe wants to do good or be of service. Maybe that greatness is kindness that you have, or generosity. Just see where in your body you have that greatness that wants to be in the world, that belongs to the world. Good. And once you can feel that greatness inside of you, take a deep, deep breath and pop open that encapsulation, that place in your body, and imagine you can give it permission now to begin to fill your whole body. That in this moment, you're giving it permission to be. You're allowing it to flood your consciousness, your senses, your body, and fill you up. That you're willing to see that part of yourself. Past all that fear or doubt, just allow yourself to go past that and really connect to the greatness inside of you. And know that in these moments, that as we all over the country and the world listen to this, and each one of us connects to our greatness, feel the group dynamic. Feel all the others who are out there doing the same exercise, feeling their greatness. Feel your support for them and their support for you. There's enough space for all of us to be great. And just give yourself the permission to radiate this out into the world. It's our time. We want to play. And we want to do it with our greatness, the good stuff inside of us. We want to share that. We want to be visible with it. So allow that permission now. You're safe. This is energy inside of you that wants to be expressed. See what it feels like for you to connect to your greatness. Good. And then take another deep, deep breath into your body now and ask this energy to give you a message, this greatness inside of you. What message does it have for you? How does it want to be expressed in your words, in your body language, in the way that you see people, in the way that you relate to yourself? Fantastic. Your greatness just wants to be. It wants to be in the world without judgment, without fear, so that it can do the things that you want to do. And then just take another deep, deep breath into your body. And then when you are ready, just open your eyes and see how you feel now. What has shifted for you? Has it brought up questions for you? Has it opened a window in you? A recognition, a light, an aha. Wait a minute, there's a there's a greatness in me that just wants to be, it just wants to move, it doesn't want to be squeezed. I have the right just to move around. I don't have to justify myself by earning an income or being a certain age or looking like this or doing that, but that in fact my greatness can just be that. It can just be exactly that, an expression of myself that allows me to feel home and strong and connected. And there's a certain kind of clarity that comes with doing that exercise. It takes off the pressure, the burden, the squeezing. Great. And so please just take a few moments here at this point to write down any thoughts or comments or questions that are coming up for you. I want to know what's happening. What does your greatness feel like? I want to see it. I want to meet the greatness in all the people that I come across in my life. Imagine if people, as you're going shopping, as you're driving, as you're parking your car, that instead of people being squeezed or angry or upset or disconnected, they were in alignment with their greatness. I think a great deal of running around and rushing would subside because we'd be in that energy of beingness. Great. Good. So now that we're getting closer into the area of feelings, first we looked at getting unstuck. Second, we talked about becoming clear. And the tool for clarity is really the question about how do you want to feel? So sometimes when we have all these ideas, we are rushing through our minds. We're rushing to get to the answer. But if you can take a moment, and as we did in the e-course, take a moment and go through the steps, you're going to arrive at a plan of action, a feeling, a direction, a knowing that's going to be cohesive inside of you. Not intellectually, but an energy inside of you that feels strong. So doing the greatness exercise is one way of doing that. Another exercise of that is actually doing the clarity exercise. Where in my body do I hold the essence of clarity in this moment? We have those abilities. You've been clear in your life before. So you want to use the same muscles as when you were clear for situations in your life now. So really begin to practice those exercises. Now I'm going to jump to the third exercise, which is action. We all want to be able to do something once we know something. Sometimes people say, well, I have tons of ideas about what I want to do and where I want to be, but I just don't know the first step. I don't know how to set this up. I don't know how to meet the right person. I don't know how to, I don't know how to have a healthy lifestyle. I don't know how to wake up in the morning and meditate. I just don't know. My life is too busy, too complicated. So what can I do? How do I take that first step, that action? So action is something, is as I said, it's the first step towards creating or manifesting what you want. What does action feel like? Look around at the people in your life or people in your sphere of action and people who inspire you. What is it that they do that feels like action? Are they getting lots of people following them? Like Oprah, she has tons of people. She's a movement in herself. So she feels like she's doing something. Or is it somebody in your closer to your home who feels like they've got it all together? They have a organized life, they have a good career, or they enjoy their work, they've got family. What constitutes action for you? What will equal taking that step? What will equal being in moving towards your goals? So first, as you begin to get into clarity and getting unstuck, those are actions already. So we've already been taking action. And so we want to keep up with the momentum of action. And so what does action, what is the essence of action feel like? I think that when we feel, when we're acting, when we're in the process of taking action, it feels like we are in the flow of knowing where we are going. We know the steps to take to get to that goal. And those steps feel clear to us. They feel effortless to us. So for instance, if you wanted to go out and meet somebody and you know, potential partner, or if you wanted to launch a product, you want to get into a space where you can identify the essence of what action would feel like for you. What would it feel like for you that you could say, yes, I'm doing stuff, I'm taking action, I'm taking the steps that are going to create the goal, that are going to manifest that dream. So action will have a different quality, a different nuance for each person. For someone, it might feel like writing down a list, and that's going to feel like they're taking action. For someone else, it might be that they make that phone call. For someone else, they need to sit down and meditate. But all these are things that are not stagnant. Action is not stagnation. So action is the opposite of not doing anything. And that doesn't mean meditation, because meditation looks like you're just going to sit down and not do anything, but actually you're taking action in your consciousness, you're still in your mind, you're becoming mindful and hopefully separating away from the negativity. So action is about not being stagnant. So take a moment now in your life and have a look. Where in your life is there stagnation? Where is just like, you know how if you leave a pool of water and there's no fresh water coming into it, it's just going to grow algae, it's going to get very filled with bacteria, it's going to begin to stink. So I'm not asking you to look around for stinkiness, but look around for areas in your life where it feels stagnant, where no fresh energy has come in, where it just feels very heavy, not healthy. Where, and so you have to be very honest in this place. Where in your life do you feel you're just stuck and it doesn't feel good? It doesn't feel healthy and it needs something. It needs something. So first, by even beginning to connect and becoming aware of that, that's a step, that's an action, right? So the other thing is that once you begin to identify the places where you're stagnant, that process of identification is an action. And the next step is what do you want to feel like instead of that stagnation? What would you prefer to be feeling? And that preference is going to guide you towards the kinds of action you can take. For instance, you might say, okay, I want to have a better job. So what's stagnant in your current situation? Well, I am not happy because, you know, I do a lot of work, I work long hours, I haven't received a promotion, I don't really get to say what I want, but it's making a living, I get to pay my rent, I do all of that. So what's stagnant there? Well, what's stagnant is my self-expression. I don't feel alive there. I don't feel I can be myself. Oh, okay. So what would it feel like to be yourself in this job or in your life? Well, to be myself would feel like, you know, that I was alive, I was awake, I was engaged, I'm making a difference, and that some of my creativity is being utilized, that my being is worth, I'm using it, I'm engaging with all kinds of senses and all kinds of parts of myself. So what's stopping you from doing that? Well, I don't know. I don't think people would like it if I'm being myself at work. People wouldn't like what I have to say. So you'd have to break through all the places that you have stagnation and the reasons that you have for your stagnation. Now, then that's one side of the exploration. The other side is, how do you want to feel? I want to feel engaged. I want to feel involved. I want to feel like I'm doing something. Okay, fantastic. You don't even have to say what it is that you're doing. You just want to feel like you're doing something because that will make you feel how? Well, it makes me feel great. I feel like I'm involved. I'm part of something. It makes me feel alive. Great. Okay, so then take a deep, deep breath into your body now. You too, as you're listening, take a deep, deep breath into your body and ask your body where it is feeling the stagnation right now that makes you feel stuck in your life or feel like, I wish I were taking action, that makes you feel like you're just not doing anything. Ask your body why you're feeling like you're not doing anything, you're ineffective, you have no voice, there's no point. And see if you can identify where that stagnation is. Maybe it's in your legs, your thighs, your stomach. And then take a deep, deep breath into your body, another deep breath now, and ask your body what it is that you would love to feel like. What would you love to feel like in your daily life that's moving you towards your dream, that's moving you towards the way you want to feel? How would you like to feel? What do you want to feel? What do you want to be doing that makes you feel great? And once you can identify that feeling of what you want to feel like, take a deep, deep breath into your body and take your awareness to that place where you're doing things, you're engaged, you're running a show, you're singing, you're rock climbing, all those feelings of doing things that you love that make you feel fabulous. Open up that energy of doing. See what it feels like. Are you climbing Mount Everest? Are you making love? Are you being open-hearted? Are you making lots of money? Are you being of service? You're doing this stuff and it feels great. Let your whole consciousness really begin to tap into all the things that you love to do. And you're doing them. You're doing them. You're laughing, you have time, you're doing them. And how does that feel to be taking action, living the life that you want? Does it feel great? Does it open up places in you? Taking action, doing things. Meditating. For some people, that doing may be just creating the time of day to be meditating. So imagine that every morning that you're doing this. How does that feel? Yeah, it's part of your morning routine now. You're meditating. You're that person who takes that action. You're meditating. Let your body begin to lift into that vibration of the one doing these things. Give your body a visual experience, a visual and sensory experience of what it feels like. That's the goal that you want your body, your consciousness, your mind, your feelings to go towards. This is what I want. This is how I want to feel. And so just allow that body, your body, to have an experience, have an impression of what it feels like to be doing things that you want to do, taking action. Imagine all those projects that you have, and you're doing them. They're all happening. How do you feel? Wow, I feel great. Well, I've got so many people coming to this event. I've got my husband, my partner, my dream love. We're going on holiday here. We're doing stuff. I'm doing things. It feels great. I have time to meditate. I'm doing that. I have time to exercise. I'm doing that. All these things I am taking action on. I'm not letting them stagnate. Not letting the dreams become gray or heavy. But I'm doing things. I'm manifesting. And just allow your body now to begin to move and become the body of someone who takes action. Who feels in very deeply. Becomes clear. Allows their greatness to be present in their bodies. And again, remember with greatness, it doesn't matter about your bank account or your body size or your age or if you're single or with a person. It doesn't matter. It doesn't need any of those things. So just allow that greatness and then imagine with that greatness, you're doing it all the things that make you feel great. You're doing it. You've taken action. You've unstuck yourself. Great. And then take a deep, deep breath into your body and command all the trillions of cells in your body now to imprint this energy. You taking action. You knowing what it feels like. And this action can be cooking, it can be making a call to a friend, but you are in the flow, the endless flow and movement of your greatness, being part of the cosmos, you're in the flow. And your consciousness, your emotions, your body are happy, happy, happy to be a part of that. And then when you're ready, just take another deep breath and open your eyes. Great. Now just take a few moments to write down your thoughts, your feelings, any questions that came up for you. There is greatness inside all of us. We all have to be willing to live that, to take action on that. It is a gift. There is a way to manifest our lives, and the deepest way is through our consciousness, anchoring in how we want to feel, because it's important that we include ourselves in the manifesting of our lives. Great, 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 great. So that brings me to the end of our exercises and going through the exercises. So now I would like to open this for your questions and comments, or if there's a very particular area that you get stuck that you'd like me to talk about. So please feel free to send in your questions. You can raise your hand and my assistant Nikki will, who's managing the control board, will let me know who's answering, and then we'll speak to you.
Just to let you know,
yes.
Raise your hand. You do star number 2.
Great, thank you, Nikki. So star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question, or if there was something in the exercise or you received something or you weren't able to connect to a part of your body, now's your chance to really ask that question. I will be more than happy to go into very specific dynamics of your experience that you need more clarity with or help with. So please go ahead, star 2 and raise your hand and we'll start taking the questions. Oftentimes people are shy because, well, I myself can be very shy too, and it's that, well, you know, what I want to ask, it's really small, or it's, you know, I don't know if I feel comfortable saying this in front of people. But you know, when we share, it really opens the door, because there's 10 other people going through that same question or wondering the same thing, and they're going to be very grateful that you asked that. I'm leaving it open. So Nikki, go ahead and read some of the questions that we received. So we'll start with them, and then other people can let them raise their hand, or they can email it in or type it into you if they don't feel comfortable asking over the connection.
No problem. The first question that we have comes from Edith in Vienna.
Okay.
And she says, a pattern of many lifetimes seems to get hold of me again. Not good enough. Not good enough as a mother. One of my daughters always feels less loved than the other. Not good enough as a friend. Why would someone withdraw from me in a moment of emotional difficulty after many years of friendship? Not good enough as a writer. Did I really do any good with my books? I thought I had worked on this, but obviously not enough. I'd love some additional guidance. Love, Edith.
Great, Edith. Thank you for your fantastic question. That good enough conversation that we can all go through, again, is just a stagnant energy. I wonder how many times in a day does that thought circle through your consciousness? Sometimes it's been there for so long, it's just like background noise. Now, the problem with that noise, that background noise of not being good enough, is that it attracts and it makes you relate to yourself. You really begin to believe that you're not good enough. And what it begins to do is it dampens your vibration. It makes you squeeze. It makes you hide. And so one of the best ways, I know you've done work on yourself, is to really begin to actively challenge that pattern of not being good enough. And one of the ways to actively challenge that is by, you know, doing the thumping exercise like we did, pat, pat, pat on your chest, and really beginning to break it, break that chain, break that repetitious noise that keeps saying I'm not good enough, because it's not true. You're a writer, you've accomplished a great deal in your life, and yet this thought, this pattern, still has the ability to come in and knock you out. The other thing I would recommend is where I would ask my body, where am I holding that conclusion that I'm not good enough? And all the stories about your daughter, your friends, your writing, where am I holding that in my body? Because some part of you is feeding that. You are feeding it because it keeps you from maybe being more joyous or being more open. So you've got to look at and maybe ask yourself, what would I prefer to feel instead of feeling not being good enough? What is your opposite feeling, your preferred feeling instead of not being good enough? Is it, I feel great and I trust who I am and that I am enough? What would you prefer to feel? What thought would you rather have go through your consciousness daily, be in the background? How about this thought? I'm wonderful. I'm going to allow my greatness to radiate out. How would that be to allow your greatness the space, that all that space that I'm not good enough is taking? Just think about that. What percentage of your energy, of your consciousness, of your mind does that I'm not good enough take? 10%, 50%, 80%. And once you can identify how much of that is there, you can begin to change it and begin to put in what you would prefer. So if you would want to prefer to feel, I feel great, allow my greatness to radiate, begin to amplify that so that it's filling 60% of your time, 50% of your time, 80% of your time, and energy is really committed to and devoted to allowing your greatness to shine through. And I think that will begin to make a difference. And if you continue doing the e-course that you signed up for, again, that is going to really help you on a daily basis to get into a different mindset. It takes time to go off the familiar tracks, negative tracks, and to create new tracks that are about positivity and being awake and connected. So take this time, take the next 2-3 weeks to committedly doing these exercises in consciousness that you downloaded and see what a difference they make. And also be willing to be not committed to being not good enough. Be committed to your greatness. Great. Thank you. I see that we have another question there, Nikki. Who's that from?
The second question comes from Friedel.
Uh-huh.
And his question is, I guess my primary concern is feeling insufficient in giving love. I mean to be alert, to listen, and to speak nicely to the people in my life who I love, but my mind is often captured by the little things or how things ought to be done.
Great. So the question is really, you know, how to be present and to be in that essence of love. Again, I would recommend, Friedel, that tune into what it is that you want to feel and what is the energy that's more important than being distracted, or because we can spend a whole day or a whole life or a whole year doing this and that, and none of those things are that important to us, and we forget the things that are important to us is how we feel and how we make people feel. That's what they will remember. So make a commitment to yourself to notice how you feel. How open and connected are you to your feelings? And which feelings are your most normal feelings? On a day, note down, are you mostly happy? Are you mostly sad? Are you a little bit okay? If you're in that okay energy, is that enough? Is that enough for you? Is that enough so that when you look back at the end of your life and you look back and say, most of the time I felt okay-ish, a little bit down, a bit sad, but okay-ish. Is that enough for you? Is there an emotion that you would prefer to feel? Is there another emotion that you would like to inspire in others? Begin to tune into that and make a commitment to live that. If you want to feel alive and you want to make other people feel alive, you can do that by being loving, kind, generous. There's so many ways to engage with people and not be distracted. Why we get distracted is because there's a little bit of fear in the expansiveness of the moment. There's no control. If we just really became present, we would have to recognize the vastness of the moment and how quickly it's gone. It's like a giggle. It's gone. It's here. You're happy. And then push, it's gone. And that's what happens with the higher vibrations of joy and giggling and bliss and ecstasy, is that they're very fast moving. And most of the time, most people, most of us are used to feeling the lower vibration, the slower energies. And so that's more familiar to us. And so that's where we sink to after we've had a joyous giggle. We don't stay up. We usually come back down. That's where our center of gravity is, just a little bit of, mostly okay with a tinge of depression or a bit of tinge of worry or a tinge of anxiety. That's where we live. So imagine if you decided to shift up your emotional body, feed your emotional body, feed it light, feed your body light, and that's really going to help you to shift up. And the more you shift up emotionally, the more enriching and nourishing your life is going to be. So thank you very much for that question. We have a couple of more minutes for any last minute questions from anywhere. I can see there's a bunch of people in California, Atlanta, all over the U.S. So come on, U.S., give me a question before we finish. I would love to talk to you.
And again, that's *2 to raise your hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't see any hands coming up. Maybe it's not their time or you just don't have a question. I want to thank all of you for taking this time with us today, going through this e-course to start your life, launch your day, start your day, launch your life. And if you have a question afterwards as you're doing the e-course, you can always, always, always email me through my website, tenderlogic.com. You can always stay current with the topics and ideas that I'm thinking about, talking about breakthroughs in consciousness, breakthroughs for emotional, mental development. And I will be soon creating new programs that will allow you to create breakthroughs in your lives. So I want to thank you again so much for joining us on this teleseminar today. And I hope that you will really have a great start to your day and an amazing liftoff into your lives. Thank you all, and I will speak to you very, very soon. Bye-bye.